Well, here we are in the office at the vet's, and in front of me is the man of the moment. Biff Stoke, good morning. Oh, he's having a good sniff. What makes him so special, Sally?
Well, he's just so gorgeous, and he's been through an awful lot, and he's a miracle, really. Thanks to the vets at Chaseview.
You were his first mum, is that the best description?
Yes, we brought him into the world. It wasn't intended, really, because the mother is a miniature long-haired dachshund and the father was a Jack Russell. And unfortunately, they got together and Bisto was produced. So he's in the Williams household for a bit, and then we noticed he'd got a problem and took him to the vets. He had his first inoculation and they noticed that he had a rather bad murmur. So it was over to Kate then.
Let's talk to Kate. I've seen some photos on your laptop. Props for people that have a little bit of gentle persuasion. It's probably best that this is radio, not telly. But the first operation that you've done like this?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, this doesn't come around every day at all. You know, it's a rare event for us to do something like this. Yeah.
In layman's terms, you described it really well to me. Is it fair to say that his heart was still operating as if he was in the womb?
Absolutely, yeah. It was in a sort of fetal mode as opposed to live-born puppy mode, which is a disaster, basically, yeah.
If it hadn't been spotted and he hadn't had the op, what would have happened?
What would have happened over the next weeks to months is one side of his heart would have enlarged massively, become ineffective, and he would have gone into congestive heart failure and died really quite quickly. His future was non-existent.
Yeah. So onto the operating table it was, and I mean, looking at him now, he's about the size of a very small cat, but he's probably twice as big as he was.
He is, actually. I'm surprised how much he's grown in such a short time. He was absolutely minuscule. At the time of surgery, he weighed about 1.5 kilos, which is nothing. I mean, you know, he's a small dog anyway, but he was underweight for his type. But since the op, I mean, within a few days, he'd you know, grown 25% of his original body weight, so it was holding him back.
Was his size a big challenge? Not a problem, but a challenge for you in the op, because obviously the heart, about the size of a cream egg?
Yeah, it was absolutely tiny, so fiddly to say the least. you'd have liked a bigger dog to perhaps do the op on as a first op, but we were stuck with Bisto, but it was fine. It just needed a bit of time and patience and slow work.
He was obviously out of it, didn't know anything. How nervous were you?
I was actually fine. I was very focused on the job. I mean, this sort of thing I really enjoy, I must admit. It's one of the good things about this job is you can do things like this. So I actually enjoy it immensely. So, yeah, it's a pressure op, but I'm in my comfort zone from that point of view because, it's really good.
And does it help in a weird way that actually the scenario for him was that there was no second chance? So, you know, things do go wrong in operations, but for you, you knew that if you weren't doing the op, that was it for Bisto. So this was his only chance.
Yeah, this was his only chance. I mean, it was this or nothing. So it kind of helps a bit when you're trying to do an op like this, if there's this or nothing. But equally, you don't want to fail either, because he's such a nice dog and everybody bonded with him instantly. So he was just willing it to work, you know. He's just adorable, so you couldn't help but bond with him, you know. But, yeah.
After a major heart op for a human, you know, it's like months or not even years of rest, but he's not resting.
He's not rested. He never did. He woke up, and about an hour after the op, he was wagging his tail and filling his face with food as if nothing had happened. You've never seen such a recovery ever. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And his first night post-op, the only complication was we couldn't keep him still enough. He was running around like a maniac. Honestly, the recovery is remarkable from him.
Let's go back to Sally, mum number one. We say mum number one because then you were looking for a home.
Yes, my husband was in the surgery and we were talking about perhaps finding him a home. And luckily, the receptionist at Chaseview decided that she would absolutely adore to have him. And we were thrilled to bits about that because it's a super home for him.
Carolyn's a bit shy. You've got Bisto on your lap. I'm going to stroke Bisto. Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Now, what makes him so special?
Oh, he's a little miracle. He's gorgeous. Just fell in love with him as soon as I saw him. So when Sally was looking for a new home, it was yes straight away. So
I would imagine, though, if I was working here, that I'd have some stern words for my husband. did you have that talk before you started work?
We did. And I've only been here since November. And he made me swear that I would not bring any animals home. And well, I kept that promise for, 3 months? And then saw Bisto and thought, no,